Welcome to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, we are talking about cellulite and really the facts and the fiction behind cellulite. Whether this is something that you think about on like a regular basis or it's something you have and you're like, but who cares? You know we're going to tell you that you should love it no matter what because we're all about that body love. But we do want to talk about like, is there something that you can do about your cellulite? And if so, are we going to? All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So cellulite, let's talk about our thoughts, personal thoughts on cellulite. Like, do you think about cellulite a lot?
I actually don't, but my very first, I guess, memory about cellulite and stretch marks was when I was in, I think I was in either the 7th grade or the 8th grade. And looking back, like, I was not big, but compared to my friends, I was larger. I went through puberty a lot sooner. I think I grew boobs in the 6th grade, and that's about as big as they've grown ever since. I got that same height. Like, all my changes in my growth happened, like, 6th, 7th grade. And we're going to talk about why this actually happens, but I remember having stretch marks on my legs and being really embarrassed because, well, stretch marks meant equaled fat, you know, and so it became this kind of label. And maybe, now that I'm like saying this out loud, maybe that's part of like why I don't always wear shorts. Maybe it's like the subconscious thing of from when I was young, I would always try to hide my stretch marks because that made me feel ugly and I was ashamed of them. And it made me feel like something was wrong with me because I was so different from a lot of the other girls.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I mean, I also don't think about cellulite often. I think that maybe it's something that I can think of specific friends that like talk and think about cellulite. And I think it's one of those things like you either grow up having have talked about that with your friends or with your mom and there's shame behind it. And so you're like always trying to fight the cellulite. But when I first started really learning about cellulite just a couple of years ago, I was surprised to know that like just some people have more cellulite than others. I thought that it was more correlated with like fat, and it's not. And we'll get more into that. But that was a big surprise to me.
While researching for this episode, I wanted to get kind of a concrete, you know, what is cellulite? So I looked at the Mayo Clinic. That's a reputable, you know, hospital in the country. And quote, this was the definition on their website. Cellulite is a term for lumpy, dimpled flesh on the thighs, hips, buttocks, and abdomen. It's most common in adolescent and adult women. Although not a serious medical condition, your cellulite might embarrass you, end quote.
So basically, the Mayo Clinic is giving us permission to be embarrassed of the fact that our flesh is dimpled. Come on.
Right. My immediate reaction, I almost got kind of sick to my stomach when I read that because I just imagine like a young girl. I imagine like my young, you know, 15-year-old self. How old are you in 6th grade, 7th grade? I don't even know. I imagine like young Katie not really feeling one way or the other about stretch marks or cellulite, but just being like interested and curious about health, you know, right? In the health industry and looking it up and coming across that, like immediately thinking, well, I wasn't embarrassed, but maybe I should be. And that actually reminded me, I remember I had another friend who did have stretch marks, and she was a very, very thin, very petite girl. And she was a little bit older than me. And I remember her pointing out her stretch marks and being so embarrassed and talking like so shameful about herself. And I think of when we grow up, like in those circles, you find yourself saying like, oh my gosh, I have them too. Ew, yeah, they're so ugly. And you kind of bond over this self-hatred of this part of your body.
Yeah, it makes me think of like Mean Girls where they're like kind of like being – trying to one-up each other with like their different body part issues.
So you think you're really pretty.
Nowadays, the culture is like, yeah, I think I'm kind of pretty. Like that's acceptable now.
Thank goodness, right? So that's the definition, but what it actually is cellulite. So basically when the fat cells, I mean, your fat is not just like lumps in your body. I mean, it is a cell within your body. when that enlarges, when those actual, you know, cells, think of them as grouped together in a bunch of different cells, when they get bigger, they kind of push up against the skin. So what happens is this tough, long connective cords or tissue kind of pull down, which then creates this uneven surface or dimpling look, which we now refer to as cellulite.
But it is not necessarily associated with being heavy. So we want to decipher between the fact that everyone has fat cells. That is literally like what keeps your body warm. It's not about being fat. It's not about that. It's about your actual cells. So it's specific to each person. It's unique to each person. So I think that kind of goes back to like this whole shame piece that, you know, if your mom was shameful of her cellulite, you will most likely also have cellulite because of genes, and also grow up with this thought that you should be ashamed of your cellulite. And it's kind of like this cycle.
So we go on in this article. It kind of gets worse. The words that they use to describe this, again, I think of that young sixth, seventh grader Googling their health issues. And it says symptoms. It says cellulite looks like dimpled or bumpy skin. It's sometimes described to as having a cottage cheese or orange peel texture. Like, oh, that just kind of leaves me like an ugh taste in my mouth. Like, I imagine this young girl thinking, my cottage cheese legs, and like, or other girls, you know, talking about another girl who has cellulite. Ew, it looks like cottage cheese, like the mean things that people can say.
Yeah, I cannot believe the Mayo Clinic has the term cottage cheese in there. I think bumpy and rippled does it. You don't need to throw in like the rude terms for cellulite. But anyway, anyone can have cellulite. Man, woman, any age group. Once it seems like once you're like past puberty, old, young. I remember even seeing photos of models which have like, you know, 3% body fat. They still have cellulite. And it's because like they still have fat cells because they're human. And so their skin can still appear to be bumpy or rippled.
Again, the article, I thought it was done. This is mean. I should stop reading. And I didn't even look at other websites, like other non-credible websites that are selling all their products and junk. I didn't even want to know. Didn't even want to go there. So it goes on to say, more severe cellulite makes the skin appear rumpled and bumpy with areas of peaks and valleys. So thank you for really creating that wonderful mental image, that beautiful, like, distorted perception of what cellulite really is, right?
Yeah. It's blown my mind. So, okay, we have now established the fact that like cellulite is common. It is, people have it. All different types of people have it. Also, we've discussed that the Mayo Clinic sucks now. But let's move on to like, is there a treatment? Is there like, what lotions work?
So now's where we sell our medical cream. Just kidding. But again, goes on to say, cellulite is not a serious medical condition and treatment is not necessary. So I wish you would have started with that because I would have felt a little less alarmed as a seventh grader looking at what's going on, right? It again says, in fact, many doctors consider cellulite a normal occurrence. Again, maybe you should put that at the top. This is normal. This is just part of your body's being and its structure. But it goes on to say, right, I had a little hope, but it goes on to say, if you're concerned about the appearance of your skin, again, I wasn't, but I guess now I should be, see your doctor, dermatologist, or plastic surgeon.
Come on. Not okay.
So my fit friends, it still does not get any better. The first treatment that is listed for cellulite after they say it's normal and there's not really a cure, it continues to give treatment. And the first treatment is weight loss. Now, Lauren, like, what is your immediate reaction if you're looking, or you're seventh grade Lauren or Katie? What do you think when you're like, okay, I have these lumpy, bumpy cottage cheese on my legs, weight loss?
I think that it just then adds to the pressure to always be focused on weight loss, because weight loss seems like it's the answer to everything. And the sad thing is that you eventually, if you are successful in losing weight for a period of time, you then think like, but wait, my cellulite's not here. So that means I haven't lost enough weight, or there's something wrong with me, or whatever. I'm not trying hard enough. And when the reality is that your cellulite might get a little better, but like you, if you have cellulite, you have cellulite. And oh my gosh, yeah, it just breaks my little seventh grader's heart.
The issue I have with it is earlier in this article, it says that anybody can get cellulite, right? Regardless of their body fat percentage, regardless of, you know, their size, their build. And so I think of that growing seventh grader who is at a healthy weight, is still growing, right? That's, and has cellulite because she's human. But she sees that, well, this is a flaw, so I must need to lose weight in order to fix that flaw. When the reality is weight's not the issue. It's genetics. You know, it is what it is. And it's setting up this false expectation of, well, let's focus on your weight because your weight's the problem.
Yeah. And you're describing like, you know, a very average, healthy person. But like, what about a little like seventh grader that is overweight? And she sees this and she thinks, again, I need to lose weight because now not only am I heavy, but I'm uncomfortable with that because I'm young and I'm, you know, impressionable, but now also I have cellulite, and if only I could lose this weight, then I would be happy. Then I would get rid of the cellulite. Then people would like me. Then blah, blah, blah. Like, oh gosh, it breaks my heart because I think about those people that don't lose the weight, that then think that there is, the grass is greener on the other side, and that for whatever reason, they can't get there.
Well, Mayo Clinic says, you know, weight loss might improve it. But if it doesn't, you could look into laser treatments, which may offer improvement for 6 months, liposuction, which can actually make it worse, and topical treatment, again, keyword may help after 6 months, and this new one called cryolipolysis. Lipolysis meaning the breakdown of fat. This is a non-invasive procedure. It actually is approved by the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration kind of regulates some of these, you know, products and treatments out there. Shows promise in improving the appearance of cellulite. It removes the abdominal fat and fat along the sides of the body by freezing the lipids and fat cells. It can take 3 treatments to dissolve an inch of fat, and 3 or 4 months to see improvement. No words.
It's just going to then give you another thing that like, okay, so as a seventh grader, you are now told you have to shave your legs, you have to shave your armpits, you have to keep, make sure your lip isn't hairy. That was me. Oh, you have to be tan. Like all of these, I'm going to freak out because it's like, at such a young age, you're already, and we just chose this arbitrary age. So like, I guess you didn't have to be seventh grade when you learn about cellulite. But point being that there's all of these things that we get so preoccupied with, that we have to be this supermodel and we have to listen to what everyone tells us that we have to look like in order for us to be beautiful, in order for us to be loved. And I'm sorry, maybe this is like the feminist side in me, but I'm just like, the man's just trying to hold us down because he knows that as soon as we ignore this stuff, then we'll be able to change the world. So they're just trying to keep us down with getting us, you know, obsessed with how we look instead of going out there and changing the world.
Who run the world? Girls. What makes me so sad about this, you know, not just this treatment, but just the diet industry in general. I see this all the time with patients who have tried everything, and the amount of money and energy. Like I imagine a person, maybe seventh grade Katie grows up and she's real rich and she's balling and she can pay for these treatments, these cryolipolysis fat freezing. And it says 3 or 4 months for an inch. And like, think of just the, not just the money, but the time, the energy, all this like emotional, physical, financial energy poured into this fixing, this thing on your body. Like, is that worth it? Like, why is that even an option out there? Like, why is that, like, ugh, it just irks me to the core.
Yeah, it's like, let's spend less money on cellulite research and more money on cancer research. And yet at the same time, you've been saying through this article that like these treatments aren't proven. It's like, maybe this might help.
My most recent kind of thought of this, like we said, we haven't really talked about cellulite much in our own experiences, but there was a time recently where I was teaching at the gym and we were doing foam rolling. I taught them how to foam roll. A lot of them, a couple of them, it was their first time. And one of the gals said that her friend, they went to the pool the day before and the friend had bruises all over her body, like hardcore bruises from foam rolling. And I thought, you know, I kind of asked more questions like, that doesn't seem right. And the gal went on to say that, well, her friend heard or read somewhere that foam rolling, like, or really deep tissue, like deep massage, like self-myofascial release, could get rid of cellulite. So, like, imagine someone foam rolling to the point where they're physically bruising themselves. That's messed up. That's not okay.
Yeah. And I mean, also, it's kind of crazy to think that, like, you could physically, like, change the, like, texture of your skin by just, like, adding pressure. I mean, that it would be wild. It'd be like we were, like, kind of made out of, like, Play-Doh or something. But no point taken. Like, the girlfriend was getting to town, which she probably had one of those pokey ones. The foam rollers that, like, I don't even know how people, like, roll. They don't roll out their backs. Yeah, like a rumble roll times 100. But we can all relate to that, though. I mean, maybe we haven't bruised ourselves because of cellulite, but what have we done to make our bodies look better? I mean, a lot of us have spent a lot of money and a lot of time and maybe are still holding on to some of that.
So maybe you're listening to this and maybe it's not cellulite, maybe it's not stretch marks, but maybe you're dwelling on some part of your body that you feel is flawed, that you feel like you want to fix. Let's start by reframing your mindset. Rather than looking at it as a negative, look at it as a battle scar. I wish I could tell that seventh grader that those stretch marks in your legs, that's your muscles building and getting ready for you to run a freaking marathon and teach group fitness classes when you get older and do so many amazing things with your body. That you're just ahead of the game, girl. You're just getting stronger, earlier, prepping for life.
Yeah, and I mean, with stretch marks, it's like there's a wave of people being proud of their stretch marks and of their cellulite, and I love that. And I think sometimes it's hard for us to imagine, like, I can't imagine being proud of, like, my arms that I don't like or my stomach that I don't like or whatever that body part is. It's not that you would need to, like, be obsessed with it. And, oh my gosh, this is my favorite body part now when it used to be the one that would drive me crazy. No, it's not about that. It's not necessarily about loving every single piece of your body. It's about not beating yourself up about it and, like, almost even being neutral. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? Just to be, like, neutral about, like, your body. It's just a body. It's your amazing body. It's not something that you need to fix, period.
When my patients get bariatric surgery, a lot of them can get, when they lose weight really fast, this is kind of along the lines of cellulite and stretch marks, they get excess skin. And people get so hung up on that. And the reality in that situation is it's kind of like cellulite and stretch marks. Not everybody gets it. It depends on how old they are, their skin elasticity, like so many other factors that go into it. And a lot of times, like, insurance doesn't cover that. And so we have to constantly remind them, you know, like, that is your battle scar. That is, like, your reminder to never get to the point again in your life where you were so sick and had all those other health issues, and, like, focus on all the other positives that you do have in your life because you're in this different body, you know, not weight, but, like, all the things your body's able to do now that you weren't able to do before. That skin is, you know, should be a reminder and, like, a scar and something to celebrate, but that is a hard shift mentally to make for sure.
I mean, yeah, that would be so hard because I'm sure they really want to let go of a lot of that, but we're the same person, you know, like you're the same person before bariatric surgery that you are after deep down. And like Katie, you're the same person that matured into her body earlier than you are now. Like, so as much as sometimes we want to just like start fresh and forget about where we've been, it's just not the case.
So get rid of that model image. You're going to look like you did in high school. Like the unrealistic expectations and standards that are set with society and body image. Work on taking the time to truly love the body that you're in. And you have so many things to be grateful for and proud of your body, like focus on, there's that quote on that you see floating around, like it's if only we obsessed over the things that we hated about ourselves and like loved those things, gosh, wouldn't we all be so much better off?
Yeah. And my approach too, like I've said my rant earlier, of just like, what if it's not all about our body? What if it's about other stuff that's going on in your life? Like, what if you need to be focusing on something other than your body, you know? And maybe it's like because you're obsessing over it that it's like kind of taking control of like everything that you're thinking about. Maybe like try to think about something else. Like put on those pants that make you feel real good and like go out and do something. Okay, so on this theme of like body love and like self-acceptance and getting out of your comfort zone, what's one tip that you have for someone to like accept the cellulite or accept the, we could even extend this to like any body part that might be like something that you obsess over. What's your tip on moving forward?
Again, trying to reframe the way you look at that part of your body, or maybe if that's too hard, look at your body as a whole. I know for me personally, when I do Olympic lifts, like a lot of people see that as manly or masculine. And so for me, I try to focus on how it makes you feel so strong. Like because my legs weren't always an area that I was super confident about, but the more I lift with the barbell, like and do deadlifts and heavy squats, like I do them because of how they make me feel physically, but also like mentally strong about my body.
Yeah, definitely. And for me, it's more about just like stopping that negative self-talk in its spot and like laughing at myself too. Like laugh if I have the thought of just like, if I think that my stomach looks pregnant and I'm not pregnant, then I'll just laugh at myself like, oh my gosh. Honestly, I ask myself like, why do I care? Why do I care? When, I mean, I don't think we can like get away from like ever caring, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so silly to like judge myself because I'm just in a different spot than I once was. So it's just, I just like laugh it off and I'm just like, well, like either oh well, or like, I don't know. I'm just like, that's funny. And I move on.
Oh, Lauren, silly you. I think of too something like if you're not confident about a certain area because you've had this mindset for so long, like let's say your arms, you know, challenge yourself to wear a tank top or wear a fitted shirt or, you know, wear a skirt that shows your legs a little bit and like take a minute to look at yourself and, you know, be proud.
Yeah, it makes me think of this Instagram account that if this is resonating with you, you should totally look this girl up. Her handle is Body Posi Panda. So like the word positive, but just POSI in the middle. Body Posi Panda. And she, girlfriend rocks like the coolest outfits, and she has a story of going from obsessed with dieting to finding a healthier balance in her life. And so it's just, yeah, she's a fun one to follow because she's posting photos of herself in like current trends without thinking, or not without thinking, but like just rocking her body. And it's I just love to see it. It's good for our brains to be able to see that. So yeah, follow her if you're like, maybe you want to wear a crop top and you're like, oh, I can't. Yes. I don't care what you look like. Yes, you can wear one. But it's getting kind of cold out.
So maybe bring a sweater. But clean up your feed. Yeah. If you follow a bunch of bodybuilders and like it makes you feel crappy about yourself, delete. More Body Posi Panda.
This is not sponsored by Body Posi Panda. All right. So in conclusion, we've gone a little bit far off on cellulite, but in conclusion, work on that body image, work on that self-talk daily, let's be honest, daily, and do what makes you feel good. Figure out those habits and those routines that can make you feel good about who you are and who you're going to be tomorrow. I mean, this is you. This is you. You got to figure it out. So love that cellulite. It's just some peaks and valleys, according to Mayo Clinic, like, oh, big deal.
I mean, I personally love cottage cheese. So like, tell me I look like cottage cheese. Good. I'm good for my bones. So many health benefits.
Let us know your story behind cellulite, because I just think this is so interesting. And by kind of recognizing what our stories and our minds are about these type of things, we can then change it, hopefully, for like the next generation. So we're not teaching our daughters to be shameful of their cellulite. Anyway, let us know what you think. That is it for this episode, and we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.